Welcome back. Glad you are with us. We'll be joined hopefully by Laura Loomer here in just one second. I just talked to her and she's getting ready to log in with us. By the way, did you hear the news the other day? General Flynn had his credit card canceled by Chase Bank. Yeah, you'll find it online, including the screenshot of the letter he received. After careful consideration, we decided to close your credit cards on September 18th, 2021, because continuing the relationship creates possible reputational risk to our company. You may receive additional account closing notifications if you have other accounts under a different name or address. Well, guess what? General Flynn put that out on social media, let it loose, and now Chase Bank does an about-face and apologizes for General Flynn's credit card cancellation letters, says it, quote, made an error, end quote. Yeah, I would think it did when people started probably canceling their Chase credit cards left and right. But again, this is the cancel culture. This is social credit scores. This is what happens when you don't go along with the politically correct cultural Marxism. So are we shocked by this at all? No, not shocked at all. But public pressure seemed to turn that one around. Again, another example, folks, how public pressure can turn things around. Well, talk about General Flynn getting his credit card canceled. How about Laura Loomer, one of the most canceled people in America. Laura, welcome to Lindell TV. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Laura, let's get first to the fact that I think you're going to be running for U.S. Congress. Tell me about that.
Yeah, thanks so much. I ran for Congress last election cycle, as many people know, in Florida's 21st Congressional District, which is home to President Donald Trump in Palm Beach County. And I was quite successful, despite being the first deplatformed congressional candidate in U.S. history. But ultimately, as we saw from the 2020 election, we just couldn't overcome all of the mail-in ballot fraud. And that's what ended up robbing me of my election victory, along with big tech election interference. I had beat the Democrat incumbent in in-person voting by 26% on election day, and I beat her with early voting by 3.04%, but she got a mysterious influx of over 100,000 mail-in ballots in Palm Beach. And then Palm Beach County was also the location where the Supervisor of Elections Office accepted the largest grants from Mark Zuckerberg from the Zuckerbucks that were used to, of course, influence the election. So I've decided that I am not going to allow the Democrats to steal my election again. And the people of District 11 are hungry for true leadership and representation. And I've been recruited to actually run in District 11 against do-nothing Republican Dan Webster. And so I will be moving up to Lake County, Florida in the next week. And I'm very excited to be running for Congress in District 11.
Now, tell me what makes you think that they won't do the same thing to you in that race?
Well, you know, I think that it's easier for them to do this in districts that are less Republican or more Democrat leaning. And the district I ran in last time, it was a D+9. And so it was held by a Democrat incumbent. But District 11 is an R+15. It's overwhelmingly Republican, one of the reddest districts in the state of Florida. And a Republican is currently the incumbent representative. Just like we have these progressive radical Democrats, and then we have rhinos, we also have do-nothing Republicans. There's over 88 safe red seats in America. So that means that there are 88 members of Congress in the Republican Party who could be taking advantage, really, of their congressional seat and fighting back against this poisonous, toxic agenda of the radical left and the progressive agenda that we're seeing tear apart our country and our constitutional values. But they're not. You can really honestly just count on your hand the members of Congress who are fighting back on a daily basis. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Gosar, right? You have Matt Gaetz, you have Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, and a couple others, I guess you could say, and Lauren Boebert, of course. But that's far from 88, right? And you have to ask yourself, what are these members of Congress doing? And an interesting fact about Dan Webster is he's only one of two members of Congress who didn't even bother to show up during the second impeachment vote. And so here he is, a representative of one of the most red districts in America, and he couldn't even be bothered to show up and represent the people of District 11 and cast a vote in support of President Donald Trump, which shows me that he's a coward. Because if you can't be on the record supporting President Trump or not supporting President Trump, then you clearly don't have a backbone or a spine to take a position.
So you clearly then, I've been following what we've been talking about here at Lindell TV, and Mike Lindell's been talking about in regards to election fraud, cyber hacking, flipping votes, ballots, et cetera. You've been following it, I'm gather, rather closely?
Yeah, and actually I received a letter from Dominion and they threatened to sue me a few months ago. I actually held the big protest outside of Smartmatic's office. You recall when that, because their office was outside of Boca, which is right outside of the district where I ran for Congress last election cycle. And so I organized this really big protest. And then a couple weeks later, I got a letter from Dominion and they were threatening to sue me because of this expose I published on my site, Lumer.com, in which I exposed Dominion and Smartmatic's ties to Bill Gates and Bill Gates's election integrity projects. And so just like Mike Lindell, Dominion tried to come after me as well. But I told them they can go screw themselves, and I wasn't going to delete the article. So, you know, to this day, I haven't deleted the article, and I don't plan on deleting it.
Let's talk about not. I was going to say, now, why are you the most canceled person in America? But I don't think we have to. We all know that now because she's going to stand up and fight back and not be bullied. But she has a book, actually, that is available. Shockingly, I think you can still order it at Barnes & Noble because I just went to the website, and there it is. Lumered. How I Became the Most Banned Woman in the World. Well, I think we've gotten a little taste of why. They just can't handle the truth, can they, Laura?
Well, they can't handle the truth. And then, you know, the reason why I was banned everywhere, starting with Twitter and then Facebook, of course, and then all of these other social media sites and eventually even Chase Bank, right? I saw that you were just reporting on Chase Bank banning General Flynn.
Right.
They banned me in 2019, along with a few other very high-profile pro-Trump activists and Dinesh D'Souza as well. And so I'm very familiar about what has happened to General Flynn because, like I said, it happened to me years ago and I've been warning people about this. And it's why I originally filed to run for Congress last election cycle because of this big tech censorship issue. And, you know, I confronted Jack Dorsey during the congressional hearing on tech censorship in 2018. And I was dragged out by the police because I called him out for working with the Democrats to steal the election. And I warned that if he wasn't stopped, he'd steal the 2020 election. And that's exactly what we saw. And so now big tech is weaponizing their platforms and the banking system because they're all working together, all these multinational corporations to disenfranchise and deplatform and debank and demonetize and really just digitally exterminate. It's what this boils down to, digital extermination of all conservatives and Trump supporters. And so breaking up big tech and holding the big tech executives accountable for not only, you know, committing election interference, but committing treason. I mean, these companies are now aiding and abetting terrorist organizations like the Taliban when they ban the leader of the free world. So personally, I think that that the offices of Facebook and Twitter ought to be raided Roger Stone style, you know, where you have the Fed show up at 5 o'clock in the morning with the media outside live streaming because they are in violation of United States law.
The overview of your book, an investigative journalist, activist, and truth teller who has earned many powerful enemies in Silicon Valley and the media. Lumer has been banned. Ready for this list, folks? She's been banned from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats. Okay, I got to stop the list for a minute. How do you get banned by Uber and Lyft and Uber Eats? How do you get banned from that?
So I lived in New York for several years because I used to work for James O'Keefe and Project Veritas as an undercover journalist. And while I was living in New York, there was a terrorist attack on Halloween. And I was in the city. And
that was the Home Depot truck stabbing, right?
Yeah. And so I was there and there was this Islamic terrorist who got a truck and he basically was an Uber driver and he ran over several people in a bike lane in Manhattan and killed 8 people. And then he got out of his car and he started shouting Allahu Akbar and pledged allegiance to ISIS. And a month prior to that on Rosh Hashanah, and we're nearing, you know, the anniversary. Rosh Hashanah is in a few days from now. So Shana Tova to any of the Jewish listeners. I was actually thrown out of an Uber with my friend on Rosh Hashanah because we got in this Uber and the driver was Muslim and I didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, I was wearing a Star of David necklace, and my friend was, where do you want to go for Rosh Hashanah dinner? And when he realized we were Jewish, he started screaming obscenities at us and told us to get out of the car. And then he threw us out of a moving vehicle and denied us service. So we reported this to Uber. They said they were doing an investigation, but they didn't end up penalizing the guy because the CEO of Uber is an Iranian immigrant. He's a Muslim who hates President Trump and is very pro-Islamic immigration. And so when that happened to me, and then a month later I saw what happened, I tweeted that I didn't want to ride in Ubers with Islamic immigrant drivers if Uber wasn't going to vet these people, because I didn't think that it was safe, given that, you know, there's been multiple instances of ISIS terrorists working for Uber and killing people. And just this last week, there was an Islamic Lyft. There was an Islamic individual who murdered a Lyft driver, right? And so,
right, in Texas.
So there's a lot of safety issues associated with these rideshare apps. You hear stories about young women being raped and killed by Islamic immigrant drivers and illegal aliens. And so I was just simply trying to raise awareness about a public safety issue, but they decided that that was not appropriate. And so they banned me from being able to get an Uber or being able to order food delivery on Uber Eats.
Wow. So she's been banned, folks, now by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, PayPal, Venmo, GoFundMe, Periscope, Medium, and Teespring. That, this is just so far. Have you added any more to the list since this came out?
Yeah, I think you said Periscope and then Stripe, of course, which is...
Oh, Stripe, yeah.
Which the GOP, for some reason, is still using, even though Stripe banned President Trump. So, you know, there's a problem. And, you know, unfortunately, the big tech censorship is not going to get any better when you have members of the Democrat and the Republican Party taking money from big tech and emboldening them by continuing to use their services in this abusive codependent relationship between big tech and our representatives.
And there are a few minutes remaining, and then Diamond and Silk come on live at 9 o'clock Central. Let me ask you about what's happening with Afghanistan. I've had on earlier tonight on Mike Lindell's show, sitting in for him, David Gobetz, who wrote the book with Paul Sperry, Muslim Mafia.
Yeah, his son Chris is wonderful. They're great.
Yes, exactly. And then we had on David Boreis, who is a former sheriff and then chief of police, former military officer. And then we had on Annie Cyrus, who was born and raised in Iran, who is warning and be giving me updates regularly here. And now you. So kind of a theme running here. Let me ask you, what do you think is coming to America with such a weak man in the White House who has capitulated to ISIS, ISIS-K, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, and now importing them, some 50,000 Afghans coming in, many of them no visas, no vetting them, military-aged males. Some of them it's been reported on the watch list. What is coming to America in the next few weeks or months, do you think?
Well, it's not really about what's coming to America. It's what's already here in America that's going to further metastasize like the cancer that it already is. And that's the spread of Sharia law and the further Islamification of the United States of America by the Muslim Brotherhood. And of course, we saw that take place under the presidency of Barack Hussein Obama, our first Muslim president. And of course, Joe Biden was his vice president. And so now you have basically, everybody knows we have an Alzheimer's patient in the White House. And so Obama is really pulling the strings here. So you have Obama's third term. We've seen that he's very sympathetic towards Islamic terrorists. Okay. He decided to let CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who I sued, of course, for lobbying to ban me, he let them off the hook. And now we have a Muslim caucus in Congress that is comprised of these Muslim Brotherhood jihadists, helping to elect people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. So really what we're going to have is we are going to have another 9/11 style attack. And it's only a matter of time. I mean, we've been saying this for years. And of course, people like myself and Chris and David Gobetz and Annie Cyrus and others who speak out about the threat of Islam in America and the threat of Islamification in the Western world, we are canceled. And we're called anti-Muslim and Islamophobic for simply speaking out. But it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And, you know, that's why the very first thing that Joe Biden did when he was inaugurated on January 20th after stealing this election was he got rid of President Trump's travel ban from all these Islamic terror hotbed countries. right? And why would you do that? Why would you do that unless you want American citizens to be killed by Islamic terrorists? And I really do believe that Joe Biden does. I mean, he just sacrificed 13 of our brave servicemen and women to the Taliban, who he's now praising. I mean, since when do we negotiate with terrorists here in America? Since when do we say that we're going to have diplomatic relations with the Taliban and terrorist organizations? And it's a disaster.
It is a disaster. And you've been warning about this for a long, long time. And sadly, people have not listened to the degree they should. I'm thankful you're speaking the truth. How can people, we know they can go to, you know, any bookstore to get your book. It's called Lumered, right?
Yeah, my book comes out October 5th, and so they can pre-order
it. Oh, it's not even out yet?
No.
It's not even out yet?
It's coming out October 5th. It's just available for pre-order right now.
Okay.
And so I'm very excited that the book's coming out. You can pre-order it online. I hope everybody will order it. And to learn more about cancel culture. And then if people want to support me in my congressional campaign, they can go to lauralumerforcongress.com. That's lauralumerforcongress.com. And that's where they can send me a donation. And whether it's $5, $10, $100, or whatever you can afford, every dollar makes a difference. And it's patriots like us who are really gonna, make a difference and fight back against the voter fraud that is robbing Americans of their voice. And we need representatives and Republicans who aren't afraid to say that the election was stolen. We need representatives who are going to stand up for the January 6th political prisoners and not allow the Democrats and the big tech mafia to silence people because of optics. It's time for people to fight back the same way that you and Mike Lindell and others have been fighting back against this regime we're now living under. So I would please encourage everybody to support my campaign today.
Thank you, Laura, for being with us and for your courage.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Laura Loomer checking in. Now, before we go off the air, my seventh grade math teacher just texted me. My seventh grade math teacher, who I stay in touch with, I actually interviewed her at the New Richmond rally when we were there. She just texted me, and can you let me know when you got the picture up on the screen. You got it up there? Look at that, folks. She just said that the MyPillow store is right across from the dairy building. This is at the Minnesota State Fair. Okay, this brings back a little nostalgia to all of you there at the Minnesota State Fair, because I lived in Minnesota for a lot of years. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi originally, then Washington, D.C. I lived there as a kid, and then until I was a teenager, then Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and then moved here to Tennessee but about 15, 16 years ago. But my wife and I grew up going to the Minnesota State Fair, first of all. I grew up going to the Minnesota State Fair, and then my wife and I, when we got married, we would go to the Minnesota State Fair three or four times in that, I think, 2 weeks that it would run. It's one of the largest, if not the second largest state fair in the nation. At least it has been. And I know right where the dairy building is. You go in there and get some of the best milkshakes in the world at the dairy building at the Minnesota State Fair. And then, of course, you got to get some mini donuts, which are just to die for. And, of course, you get everything under the sun on a stick. And then, of course, you got to go over to the agricultural building, you know, and go over to the building where you can see all the animals. The barns, and I mean, you're talking sheep and the pigs and the horses, and they got rodeo, and of course, and they got back in my day, Alabama would be in concert live, or you know, one of those other, you know, country singers that was so popular back then. I can't even think of some of them now. Of course, Alabama's one of them. George Strait. Who else would be over there in concert? Just some of the big ones. And that'd be blasting out of the Coliseum. The Beach Boys, I think, showed up a lot. But I know exactly where she's showing that picture. Show that picture again. I know exactly where that is. That is going on right now at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm sure that is giving a lot of the leftists that walk by absolute heartburn on top of the corn dog they just ate with chili. So they got lots of reasons to have heartburn. But I bet you also that is a highly popular booth. I bet there are a lot of people out there, even if they're Republicans or Democrats, that are liking those products, number one. Number two, they're Republican or Democrat, and they love Mike Lindell standing up for election integrity, because whether they're Democrat or Republican, they love America and they want free and fair elections. So I bet you that's a pretty popular booth. But hey, that's kind of fun to think that they're airing Lindell TV right there at the Minnesota State Fair at the MyPillow booth tonight. And my seventh grade math teacher walking by took a picture and texted it to me here at the news desk. So that's a great way. That's a positive news story. Breaking news. Lindell TV is airing right on the grounds of Minnesota State Fair in one of the busiest busiest pathways of that state fair by the very much in demand dairy building. Been there so many times. Man alive, I could go for some mini donuts, a corn dog. Man, are you getting hungry, Logan? Well, guess what, Logan? I can go eat dinner. You got to stay here. You're eating now. What are you? Wait a minute. Who brought you food in the control room? What does she make for dinner? Quesadillas. All right. Well, Logan can finish eating his dinner in the control room. Don't spill anything on that expensive equipment. While he produces Diamond and Silk's TV show. So he has to stay. I get to go have dinner. But he has to stay in the control room and produce Diamond and Silk's TV show that's coming up right now. Are they live tonight? Diamond and Silk, Chit Chat Live. Of course they are. That's why it's called Chit Chat Live with Diamond and Silk. So I'm going to sign off. Don't forget, if you love the show, love all the guests I've had tonight and the content, MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66. Promo code B66. Support this broadcast, this network, if you appreciate what we're doing and bringing to you each and every night. Mike Lindell will be back live tomorrow night on his show with some breaking news, also airing on One America News. And we're going to get out of here and make room for Diamond and Silk. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.